Have conducted a traffic stop in the 2700 block of Southeast Maryland Avenue on a black Nissan Sentra that was connected to a drug enforcement unit search warrant, according to Deputy Shana Anderson. Now, during the investigation, the deputy found illegal narcotics and arrested the driver, 39-year-old Demario D. Brooks of Topeka. He is being held on requested charges of possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, possession of drug paraphernalia with intent to distribute, possession of marijuana, and driving a vehicle without a valid license. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho!
Tonight, Gordon Ramsay cordially invites you.
Welcome, everyone, to Master Junior, home for the holidays!
This is awesome!
Tis the season.
I have to step my game up and cook my heart out.
For holiday hijinks.
Come on, you donut.
Dad, you can't call a kid a donut.
It's fine. Donuts are nice.
Chef Junior, home for the holidays.
Tonight beginning at 7. Then it's your news, your time, with Fox Kansas News at 9.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Shawnee County law enforcement authorities are investigating a shooting that sent one person to the hospital. It happened just after 4 in the morning Sunday when police responded to the 1300 block of Southwest Gage in Topeka. First responders found a man suffering from a gunshot wound. He was transported by ambulance to a local hospital with injuries considered to be non-life threatening. Police have not reported any suspect information or an arrest. Douglas County District Attorney Suzanne Valdez announced on Friday that Brandon M. Fry, 30 of Lawrence, has been sentenced to 122 months in prison. The sentence stems from his conviction of battery on multiple corrections officers while in custody for a separate incident. Fry's conviction stemmed from a May 5th incident in which he had been in custody at the Douglas County Jail when he first punched a corrections officer, then hit another before he kicked a cell door. DA Valdez also noted that the judge sentenced Fry to 24 months of post-release supervision after he pleaded no contest on October 17th. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The former Dundee County Sheriff, who was recalled from office last month, has been arrested on charges related to firearms missing from the Sheriff's Office. The Nebraska State Patrol says Clinton C.J. Smith, 42, of Benkelman, was arrested Friday for theft by unlawfully taking and possession of a stolen firearm. Following his arrest, he was lodged in the Dundee County Jail. The Washington County Sheriff's Office says it has made an arrest in the murder of a Fort Calhoun Catholic priest. The Sheriff's Office said in a social media post that it received a call of an attempted break-in at the rectory of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Fort Calhoun around 5:05 a.m. Deputies arrived to find a black male inside and Father Stephen Gutskill suffering from an apparent stab wound after being assaulted. Kerr Williams, 43, of Sioux City, has been arrested for homicide and use of a weapon to commit a felony. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink, and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County Friday afternoon. Hunter Holbrand, age 23, of Wakefield, reportedly failed to stop at a stop sign on K-119 at the K-148 junction and was struck by Lindsey Gray, age 15, of Waterville. Hunter Wolbrandt was transported to a Lincoln hospital and died as a result of injuries. Lindsey Gray and a passenger, 47-year-old Brian Gray, also of Waterville, were transported to Washington County Hospital with suspected minor injuries. Marshall County Commissioners meeting again last week was mostly routine business. Washington County Treasurer reported the quarterly financials will show a large balance of some $15 million, noting recent $3.5 million in damage payments from TC Energy earmarked to Spring Road projects, as well as sales tax increases related to increased traffic with the oil spill and wind farm development, some of which is also dedicated to roads and bridge improvements. It was suggested the county could consider paying off a jail and law enforcement building. Commissioner Raleigh Ordine noted that 2 years ago they lowered the levy by 8 mills, and this year it was kept the same. Commissioners discussed the Christmas holiday. County will be closed December 25th and 26th, and commissioners will not meet that week. They will only meet twice the week before to close out the year. Courthouse and Washington County offices will also be closed Monday, January 1st. Commissioners' meeting will be Tuesday, January 2nd. Just a single application has been received for the Economic Development Tourism Director position. The application window remains open. Two drivers have been hired for the General Transportation Program and will begin training. Nemahal County Commissioners' meeting was also routine business, with Terry Gilbert's name drawn as a tiebreaker for election to the Baileyville Improvement District. J6 Legacy Foundation recently announced a $500,000 contribution toward the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital renovation efforts, which will be dedicated toward the hospital imaging ward and courtyard. Kansas Water Authority will meet Wednesday, December 13th at Cloud County Community College at Concordia. Hanover Days of 49 announcing the annual summer celebration is scheduled July 4th, 5th, and 6th. Your news on your time. The KNDY morning and midday news blocks available for download and replay anytime, daily on the KNDY website and Facebook page, along with archives of all of our live high school sports broadcasts, Coach's Corner, and public affairs programs. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips with a biscuit, mashed sweet potato Malibu blend and fruit cocktail, tomorrow's spaghetti, French bread, winter blend, and applesauce. KNDY News, time is 7:12.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday, a bit cooler with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. And staying cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Warming up into Wednesday, still cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. And mostly cloudy skies Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Some sunshine and warmer into Thursday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then mostly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Partly sunny skies into Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. And partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Then more sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-December 44, record high on this date 75, the average low 24, and the record low 6 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:37, sunset this evening at 5:05. It's 23 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 11th of December. KNDY News Time is 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Home Send Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional you can trust.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
Call him Big Leg. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Sunday night football, Eagles at Jerry World tangling with NFC East foe Dallas Cowboys. Star of the night, Cowboys kicker Brandon Aubrey. Late first quarter, lined up from 60 yards out.
Long kick, plenty of leg. What a great call by Mike McCarthy. Just as everyone said he should do, he sends in Aubrey for a 60-yard field goal, and Dallas leads 10-0.
On the Cowboys radio network, second half, Aubrey would hit a 59-yard bomb. America's team went on to clobber Philadelphia 33-13. The two teams now tied for first place in the NFC East and running away with it. Trickeration by the Chiefs in their home tilt in Kansas City against the Bills. Down three on the final drive of the game, Patrick Mahomes completed to Travis Kelce. Kelce lateral to Kadarius Toney, who ran it in for an apparent touchdown. But wait, a flag on the play. Toney had lined up offside, no touchdown. The Bills escape with the 20-17 win. Mahomes, who clearly had not seen the replay, whining post-game.
I mean, obviously tough to swallow. I mean, not only for me, but just for football in general. I mean, just to take away greatness like that.
From the That's a Football Score file, the Minnesota Vikings beat the Raiders 3-0, the lowest scoring NFL game in the last 16 years. College hoops, LeBron James' progeny, Bronny James, made his debut for USC just 5 months after suffering cardiac arrest during a team workout. The Trojans would go on to lose 84-79 to Long Beach State. NHL, the Rangers, tied with Boston for the Eastern Conference lead, started backup goalie Jonathan Quick against the Kings, with whom Quick won a pair of Stanley Cups. He'd hold Los Angeles to just one goal on 26 shots en route to a 4-1 Blue Shirts victory. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville at Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Farm Bill of 2023 has been postponed to a Farm Bill of 2024, giving legislators in Washington, D.C. a full year to continue to work on ways to update it. As Congressman Tracy Mann from the Big First District sat down with us here at the Mid-America Ag Network to talk about what's being talked about in this new Farm Bill, trying to make it another five-year Farm Bill and making it as beneficial as we can for ag producers all across the nation.
Yes and yes. You know, I've been advocating. I went to the floor last week, gave a floor speech on the importance of a five-year farm bill. You know, the farm bill, yes, it got extended for a year. Yes, that provides a little bit of certainty, but we need to keep the pedal to the metal to get a five-year farm bill passed in place to provide certainty for ag producers all over Kansas, all over the country.
He goes on to say the big point of conversation right now is the focus on the SNAP program and how much money is involved in that SNAP program, with many Republicans and even presidential candidates saying they do not support a farm bill, largely because of 90 to 95% of the bill going towards the non-agricultural sectors. And he says the challenge right now is the thin margin of Republican majority in the House of Representatives and the Democrat-led Senate that's making things difficult to get things done in a reasonable manner.
Very thin margins. As we know, you know, the Senate 50-50 or 51-49, the House 435 members, it's between a 3 and a 5 vote margin, you know, give or take. Republicans have to stick together. You know, We're the last line of defense, as I see it, for absolute craziness to come out and for the administration to run ramshot over this country. We got to sit together. We got to continue to put our shoulder pads on him on every day as we fight like mad to preserve our country as we get to the next election here.
That again is our sit down with Congressman Tracy Mann from the Big First District of the state of Kansas. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Highly pathogenic avian influenza is resurfacing in much of the Midwest. Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith shares information about HPAI. He begins by discussing what the virus is, how it spreads, and why producers are seeing it now.
It's a virus that affects our poultry world, our birds, per se. So chickens, turkeys, our wild game birds, our domestic game birds as well, and then our migratory waterfowl. So it is a virus that affects them. It's an influenza that truly affects them severely. We see severe signs of sickness, and most likely death is involved as well. It's an influenza virus, so it can be spread through direct contact. It can be spread through aerosols, any kind of a fecal matter of any of that sort that has a virus load in it, that it can be spread. And it's highly contagious to our poultry world. So it is something that's easily spread from bird to bird. And we're being impacted by the migratory birds right now, and we're right in the midst of it. We're seeing, maybe it a little later than we normally would because of the warm temperatures. But, yeah, we're getting impacted with the migratory component.
Smith explains how producers can identify if their flock has HPAI.
So anything that shows signs of a respiratory illness, sneezing, coughing, they may have runny eyes, droopy eyes, they're going to be lethargic, they're not going to feel well. A lot of times we see just increased death loss in these birds. It's a rapid death, and so we will see those birds an increased volume of deads. You're going to see intake of food and water. The other thing that we've seen and we're starting to see is neurological signs. So if you see your birds are holding their head awry, or they have disorientation, or they can't stand appropriately, we're seeing some neurological signs in a lot of our species now.
He lists what steps people should take if they think that their flock has the virus.
So first thing is either contact your local veterinarian and let them know about what's going on. But if you don't have a veterinarian or a veterinarian that's comfortable in dealing with poultry, make sure that you reach out to Kansas Department of Ag and contact us. And we have a couple, three different ways of doing that. We have our website that basically is agriculture.ks.gov. / avian influenza. Or also, we have a toll-free number set up of 833-765-2006 that they definitely can reach out to us, and we would encourage them to do so.
That was Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith on the effects and concerns of highly pathogenic avian influenza. There have recently been confirmed cases in Kansas. Find more information about the virus at www.agriculture.ks.gov/avian influenza. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks, Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a great Monday morning, and certainly we've got a fabulous sale here today. We will be starting at 9:30 as the house is full with over 110 way-up cows, certainly 11 bulls, guys, so we'll get started at 9:30 this morning, and then we'll just keep rocking and rolling all day long. Well, the cattle markets, if you've watched the futures and the auction markets, it's up and down like a yo-yo. In the cash this week, 170 to 171 was reported on the cash, 267 to 271 on the carcass. Well, here today at 12 o'clock noon, we'll certainly get into the hay department. In the small squares, there is alfalfa squares of 15, 15, 15, and 9. That is second cut. In the prairie, a group of 10, a group of 9. In the brome, a group of 13. In the straw, it's 15, 15, and 13. In the big round bales, we do have very, very good stuff. Round alfalfa 12, third cut. They weigh 17.23. In the round alfalfa 10, second cut, 16.54. We do have an offering of round oats hay again. There's 1,200 pounds, the same as last week, cut in the soft dough stage. In the round prairie, there's a group of 12, 12, and 12. In the round grass, this is excellent. There's 10 of them. They weigh 1,700 pounds. In the round straw, it's 8, 8, 8, 8. In the square, 3x3x7 CRP, same as the past weeks. They're in groups of 24, and they weigh 7 1/4. On the inside, it'll be about 12:40 when we start up again. One black family with a black heifer calf inside. That heifer calf's probably that 200 pounds. We will pull a mouth on that cow. And the bred cows, there's 13 black and red bred cows. They're bred to Red Cross Diamond. 60-day on the vac, and we will certainly pull a preg and a mouth by Dr. Tyler here this morning. Along with 9 red Simangus bred cows, 6 to 8 years old, they're going to be bred red, preg, and mouth. Out of Burchard, the Bustanding cattle, they are the only ones that are going to come in the ring right off the cow. 14 black and black baldy bull and heifers are going to weigh 250 to 450. Everything else fully weaned and vaccinated as we go through the list. Hothan cattle out of Mayberry, 17 black steer and heifers, 500 to 700. Jason Meyer out of Roca, there's 10 Jersey Angus cross steers, they're going to weigh 600. Garen Goble out of Mahaska, Kansas, 60 black and red steer and heifers, they're going to be 350 to 600. JB and Chris Nicholas, another great set of cattle, 60 black heifers, they're going to weigh 500 to 600. And the Mollies out of Wilbur will have 70 black steer and heifers, 550 to 650. It's Hippin time out of Virginia. Dennis Hippin, 85. Black steer and heifers, 600 to 800. Fairley's out of Dakin's got a great set of 80. Black steer and heifers, 600 to 675. John Hippin out of Lewiston, 55. Black baldies. They're going to be steer and heifers, 650 to 700. Steve Jansen out of Virginia, 65 black baldy steer and heifers, 475 to 650. Sheely and Sons out of Hanover, 63 black Angus, black ground yearlings. They are going to be 875 to 900. Terry Mieske out of Weeping Water, 26 red white face steer and heifers. They're going to be 4 to 550. Lawrence Edmond out of Martell, 32 black baldy steer and heifers, 6 to 750. Galen and Nick Emerson out of Unadilla, 70 black steer and heifers, 5 to 775. Whitmus out of Wymore, 17 black steer and heifers, 650 to 750. Joel Fossler out of Beatrice, 90 black, red, steer and heifers are going to weigh 5.5, 650. Jason Pullman out of DeWitt, 38 black steer and heifers, 550 to 700. Delabars out of Beatrice, 20 black steers, 650 to 7.5. Mildred Bartles, Tecumseh, 14 black baldy, red baldy steers, 5 to 600. Hoisman cattle out of Sterling, 28 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Kendall Farms out of Plymouth, 20 black steer and heifers, 5.25, 650. Jay Preston Crete, 13 black baldy char steer and heifers are going to weigh 5 to 6.5. Mrs. Summerhalder out of Steiner, 11 black baldy steer and heifers, 7 to 800, along with other consignments that walk in here this morning. The quality is super, super good here today. Well, the bred cow sale, it's here this Thursday, 11 o'clock, Beatrice 77 Livestock. Certainly a great set of heifers, reputation sellers. They will start coming in here Tuesday morning. Certainly give us a call late Tuesday into Wednesday in regards to reference to these good cattle. In the bred cow department, we do have the Kelly Kreifels Dispersal. Excellent set of black cows, they're bred Pessic Charley bulls, along with an offering from the JB and Chris Nicholas herd at Burchard. Folks, we got a great lineup on Thursday. Please give us a call.
Some people will do the craziest things for chronically cold feet. A few of the more reasonable remedies today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 11th, the 345th day of the year. Singer Brenda Lee was born on this day, and Joe DiMaggio announced his retirement from baseball on this day in 1951. Cold feet are no fun, and if you ask 10 people, you'll likely get 10 different answers about getting them warm. Here's a few methods most likely to work. Soak them in warm water. Water conducts heat 25 times faster than air. Drink plenty of fluids. Staying hydrated helps blood flow more efficiently to your extremities. Stop smoking. Nicotine restricts blood vessels and hinders circulation. And some people swear by putting cayenne pepper in their socks. It actually works, but be careful. It can irritate the skin and will probably turn your socks pink. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 22 degrees this morning. Mild in the middle 50s on tap for your Monday, with highs around 50 most of this week.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. Josh Allen, 3 for 233 yards with touchdowns running and throwing as the Buffalo Bills kicked a go-ahead field goal with a minute 54 left to go. And thanks to a crucial penalty on Chiefs wide receiver Kadarius Toney, Buffalo held on to beat the Chiefs yesterday at Arrowhead 20-17. Up next for Kansas City, they visit New England on Sunday. Left-hander Will Smith and the Kansas City Royals are in agreement on a one-year, $5 million contract. That's according to ESPN. Smith, 34, made his big league debut with the Royals in 2012. He has since won a World Series ring each of the last three seasons. Washburn Soccer fell 1-0 to Point Loma in the Division II National Championship game on Saturday, ending the 2023 season as national runners-up. Washburn ends its stellar 2023 season as the MIAA regular season champions with a 23-4-1 record. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores and girls play. Clay Center took Marysville 47-38. Washington County held off Wakefield 37-35. Valley Heights topped Republic County 60-33. Frankfort girls in overtime passed Wamuncie 48-44. Axtell down Flint Hills Christian 35-19. Lynn over Southern Cloud 69-6. Centralia girls took Hiawatha 55-33. Diller O'Dell over Sterling 58-35. Tri-County beat Southern 45-9. Smoky Valley over Concordia, 46-40. Chapman girls took Bishop Ward, 58-13. And Augusta beat Abilene, 40-23. In boys play, Marysville over Clay Center, 63-40. Washington County trimmed Wakefield, 67-9. Valley Heights beat Republic County, 44-33. Frankfort boys over Wabunsee, 46-42. Axtell tops Flint Hills Christian, 61-31. Lynn over Southern Cloud, 60-23. Hiawatha beat Centralia, 47-45. Diller O'Dell topped Sterling, 52-25. Tri-County over Southern, 53-41. Concordia boys took Smoky Valley, 66-43. And Abilene over Augusta, 63-47. Saturday high school basketball in girls action. Little River beat Hanover, 49-43. Washington County girls and boys teams defeat Blue Valley, capturing the title in the Thunderbird Invitational at Cloud County. Marysville wrestlers at the Clay Center Invitational Saturday. Boys finish fourth. The girls are tied for third. In the boys division, Gable Fredrickson wins first place, runner-up to Busman, Trimble, and Wassenburg. Third place finish to Waters and Wetter. Slupionic is fourth, Landall fifth, Wilson and Cromie sixth place. In the girls' division, Sevilla and Johnson are first place, Hubbard second, Latta third, and Throm fourth. Tuesday night basketball, Marysville continues league play at Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfurt is host to Valley Heights, live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.